Welcome to Capital Window, featuring up-close interviews with the CEOs of high-growth companies that work with Capital Window in the private equity sector. For more information on the companies and investment opportunities offered at Capital Window, or if your business is seeking guidance on how to raise capital via the private equity markets, visit capitalwindow.com. Our guests on this segment are Saeed Harbodi and Babak Tarani. Saeed is the CEO and founder of Orglow Incorporated, and Babak Tarani, he's the CFO with the company. Orglow offers a revolutionary web-based system designed to organize all of life's important documents electronically in a highly secure manner using an easy-to-use workflow system. The company also provides bookkeeping and accounting services to professionals and businesses that utilize the Orglow system. This integrated approach is built on a security platform that delivers unique workflow management capabilities designed to facilitate outsourcing, collaboration, and internal control, all while remaining software platform neutral. Joining us on the line from their headquarters in Irvine, California, are Saeed Harbodi, he's the CEO and founder, and Babak Tarani, he's the CFO of the company. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Hello, David. How are you doing?
Hi, David.
Excellent. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us on your program.
When was the company Orglow founded?
Orglow was actually founded in 2005. It was under a different name called My Accounting Zone. And in 2008, we changed the name to Orglow Inc.
Very good. What events, gentlemen, led to the formation of the company Orglow and then the product set that you are now marketing and that you've created?
Well, David, I've been a public accountant in Southern California for the past 22 years. And I realized over these past 22 years that 95% of my time is really spent collecting and shuffling documents from the clients that are not very organized with their documents. And really about 5% of my time is spent doing accounting, what the clients pay me to do.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't matter how good of an accountant I am, if I cannot produce documents in case of a government audit, such as the Internal Revenue Service, in California's Franchise Tax Board or the State Board of Equalization, and any kind of investor audits, banks, insurance, and bonding company audits, I need to make sure that those documents are readily available. Most importantly, in case of any kind of legal matters, that we need to produce documents amongst the companies, the owners, and the minutes and the bylaws and the transactions that we have done.
Yeah.
So about 5 years ago, I started building this system. I realized how important documents become in people's lives and how important they are when they're available and accessible easily. So that's when I decided to create Orglow. Most of the time, at any given moment, if a client wants to reach a certain document, such as, for example, a copy of their 2005 tax returns, it is always available for them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year in a safe, secure environment, which is redundantly backed up and is completely encrypted. Not only they can have access to that certain document, but they can share that specific document with whomever they want for as long as they want to, in order to collaborate with a third party regarding that document.
Right. What's very interesting about the model is you've got multiple themes. You've got convenience. You've got a green angle on all of this because there's, I assume, less printing going on. You've got workflow management all integrated, among other things, into this platform. Do I have it right?
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. It's definitely a green system. We're actually cutting back on paper use quite a bit as far as toners are concerned, as far as electricity is concerned. And then obviously as far as mailing information back and forth and waiting for the mail to arrive and collaborating is tremendously helpful.
And all of this really is based on, if I have it right, a cloud computing kind of idea.
Well, a cloud computing idea is actually, it's a new terminology. In the old days, there was a server that was located at a certain location, and the information would reside on that specific server, per se.
Okay.
Nowadays, as Amazon is moving into cloud computing system, and Microsoft has come up with their own new system called Azure, cloud-based systems are basically to the point that it just makes it almost impossible for hackers to be able to reach a certain document. Most documents through the banking systems are encrypted at 128-bit encryption. We're actually running at an SSL of 256-bit encryption. And the documents that our clients upload into the system, as we mentioned on cloud systems, they could be in multiple servers, probably scattered over 1,000 different servers at different locations.
Mm.
So in order for someone to reach a document and be able to hack into it, not only they have to break our SSL 256 government code encryption system, but they have to also find out where that server is physically located at, which is almost impossible.
Right. It sounds like you're really fragmenting a given document across so many servers that it renders it almost impossible to hack. And that's an additional theme that I didn't mention earlier was that of security. Obviously, security was a big part in terms of designing this feature set, wasn't it?
Absolutely. That was one of the biggest challenges I had from day one. And obviously, when I started this 5 years ago, cloud computing or actually internet business was not as popular as it is today. So people were extremely redundant as far as putting their tax returns or their life insurance policies or their trusts or wills on a server located somewhere else. But nowadays, as we're all getting used to this terminology and pretty much all our lives are being done electronically, it's a way of life. But we have taken just about any measure possible to make sure that the client's information is accurately saved in a secure location that's almost impossible to hack.
We've touched a little bit on the feature set of the Orgalo system. Is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like listeners to know about in terms of how it works, the user interface piece, anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to?
Well, I'd like to just briefly just go over maybe a two-minute overview of what the system does. Basically, the number one item of it is a document management system. So all of clients' information go into the system. The information is available to them at any time, extremely secure. But above and beyond that, we have actually built a list of affiliate groups in our system. So let's say if you're looking for an attorney that deals in family law, we have gone out there, we have checked their backgrounds, and we've made sure that they're sound and safe and bonded and insured in the state in which they're working in. And then we've created establishments as far as an affiliate establishment with them. So they're on our site, and our clients can utilize them as they wish.
Okay.
Above and beyond that, we have a workflow system. So every operation has a certain workflow process to deal with the paperwork that enters into a household or a business. And from A to Z, we have different processes and different steps that this paperwork needs to go through that needs to be handled by trained, qualified individuals. So that's the second portion of it, which is a workflow system. The third portion, obviously, is that in a household, let's say between a husband and a wife and the kids, or in an operation, which is the owner of the company, the secretary, the office manager, the controller, we need to make sure that we can collaborate on a certain document and be able to identify what each person has done, when they have accessed that document, how long they've worked with it, and what have they done with it. And everything is time-stamped. So not only we have the document management, we have a workflow, and we have a very robust collaboration system. And then obviously to finalize this whole task together is that we tie into any accounting of choice of our clients, may it be Sage, which is the Peachtree software, may it be QuickBooks, may it be Write-Up Solutions, Solomon or Great Plains, whatever accounting software they have, we actually export the information that sits in Orgalo and we transfer it right to their accounting system.
We're visiting with Saeed Harbodi. He's the founder and CEO of Orgalo. Also on the line with us is Babak Tarani. He's the CFO of the company. The website is www.orgalo.com. I wanted to step back a bit. You've designed a platform. Tell us if you would who you think the primary marketplace is or who your current primary marketplace is, and then what the opportunities for expansion into other possible markets might be with a system like this.
Actually, I'm going to let Babak, which is the CFO of our company, discuss that option with you.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, in terms of our primary clientele, we've been working with the system in our accounting office with our clients so far, and as a CPA, we have certain procedures that we have to follow in order to perform our services. So Orgalo really helps us with that process. As far as our target market, really we're looking for any users out there who need to get organized. This is essentially, the program is designed for the users. So in the process of establishing it and getting it going, we've been using our own clients and have found that they really like the program when we introduce it to them. It's just a matter of implementation. So we're trying to target similar markets as our own current clientele, and in the process, this is a viral spread. So everybody that they collaborate their documents with will hopefully get entangled in the process and like it and see it and use it for their own office.
All right, very cool. So if I have it right, it's very broad application because it's just so ubiquitous. The use of documents applies to life. It applies to small business or even larger organizations.
And David, absolutely, because when I thought about this, I really wanted to make a system available for every single individual from birth to death. And what I mean by that, you can actually store your birth certificate inside there. Down the line, as you go through college, you can put your diplomas in there. As married, you can put your marriage certificates. Maybe the fact that down the line you build a will or a trust, you can put in there your tax returns, your life insurance policies. If you're getting your doctorate degree, you can put your thesis inside there, and so forth and so on, all the way to your purchase of your burial plot and passing on this information to your heirs.
Excellent. I love the idea of the life cycle approach to marketing different needs at different chapters of one's life. It's really quite unique. I wanted to drill into the revenue model for Orglow. You certainly I've identified a few. Software as a system, I think, is a theme here. Go ahead, if you would, elaborate on how you see the various revenue streams for the company.
Well, we have currently, we have B2B models and B2C, and I'm going to focus on talking about the B2C models. Because those are the individual users for the most part.
Please.
We have a free package, which is up to 50 pages per month, unlimited use. And you can access all aspects of Orglow from that with that package for up to 50 pages a month. That's going to be your basic user. If you want to share your documents with someone, they have to sign up. They need a free access also. Going forward from there, you can upgrade to 250 pages a month at in our Plus package. And that's going to be $9.95 a month. So essentially, it's a tiered to how often you plan on using this system. You can be, like we were talking about, putting birth certificates, marriage certificates, tax returns. Those things are only a one-time thing. Once they're on there, they're on there. But
yeah,
if you plan on using it on a consistent basis, you're going to want to upgrade your package. There's also a pro package, which is actually, our intention is to be the most popular package, which allows you to collaborate your documents with other pro package users. So that package is $19.95 a month. And finally, we have the corporate package, which is essentially designed for our small business type, like our type of clients in our accounting office, which allows them to have access to our team members here, our Orglow team members, in addition to collaborating the documents with whomever they choose, and access to our affiliate program as well. And the cost of the corporate package is $49.95 a month.
Okay, great. I wanted to drill into the idea of the affiliate marketing. This is also a revenue stream for Orglow, is it not?
That's absolutely correct. So basically what we want to do is that we want to make sure that our clients are actually able to get in touch with qualified people that have been reviewed. And we do that as a service. So we go out there and we look at attorneys, we look at financial planners, we look at CPAs and so forth and so on, make sure they have the proper background in what they indicate that they can perform. And if they meet our criteria, then we'll invite them to join our affiliate team, which will be on our site. And those people are there just to give service to our clients as they need the client. So again, as I mentioned earlier, if you need a family law attorney and you're looking for one, you can always go through Yellow Pages, ask a friend, or you can actually go to your website at orglow.com, and you can always look for the ones that we have checked backgrounds on, and we've placed them on there. Now, bear in mind that as one of the things that Babak mentioned, we have affiliates in which the minute that they start working with the client, they become collaborators. And when Babak mentioned earlier on the pro package that we have team members are actually employees of Orglow. These are the individuals that sit in our office, and they actually handle the bookkeeping and the data entry and the accounting for our specific clients.
Okay.
So otherwise, David, if you wanted to load information into the system, and after a while you see that it's redundant, but you like the fact that all your records are organized, then you can actually hire our staff that as you receive your electronic payments from the mortgage of your property, you upload it, And then from that point on, we will put it into the system. We'll tell you what date the payment is due, and we'll keep the source documents behind that specific transaction for you in an organized manner.
It's an interesting cross-pollination between what I'll call the staffing professionals that you provide for clients if they'd like to use them, and the software platform itself.
Exactly. One of the reasons that it has become so popular is that as we're facing these challenging financial times right now, I have found out that a lot of companies like to start outsourcing. In the past, you would have walked into an office, they had a secretary, they had a data entry, they had a bookkeeper, they had an accountant, and they finally had a controller. Well, nowadays, they might just have that bookkeeper that pretty much handles everything in that office.
Yes.
Obviously, in order to have multiple eyes look at the certain document, it's by far cheaper to outsource the information. This way, you can eliminate the fact of the Social Security and Medicare taxes, holiday pay, sick pay, vacations, workman's comp, and whatever the case might be. And you get the same quality of work, if not much better, because in the olden days, when your controller quit or they went on maternity leave or whatever the case might have been, every person's got their own methodology of using the filing cabinet. So for owner of the company, it would be pretty hard to go into that filing cabinet and find that specific document they were looking for. Having Orglo, it's many different ways we have in the search system. You can identify whom worked on it, what date it came in, did it come in by fax, did it come in by mail, what chart of accounts it belongs into, what customer it belongs to, what vendor it belongs into. So there's many, many ways you can go and find that document in case your staff is not in the office. And again, you don't have to come to the office to go to the filing cabinet. You can be abroad in a different country and you need a certain document, you can actually go into it and pull it up.
I wanted to take a few minutes and just get your perspective on how Orglo Incorporated fits into the competitive environment. Clearly, you've got some unique features that may not be found with the competitors. What's your sense about how you fit in to the competitive environment in this space?
Today, there's a lot of document management systems out there. A lot of individuals that are coming to our offices, I'm realizing that they're starting to utilize it on their own computer, so they're saving a PDF copy on their own local drives for use at later point in their life. There are companies out there, such as big companies like Intuit's QuickBooks Pro system, which has just introduced a new feature which is called a document attachment. So you can actually attach a document to the transaction in which you're performing in your accounting books. Mint.com is actually a great company. There's another company out there called Box.net, also an excellent company. Evernote, these are just a few that I'm going to name to you.
Sure.
But as of today, there is no company out there that offers what we have as far as the security is concerned, the number one and the most important. The second fact of it is the collaboration that you can have with different team members or different professionals in your team. The fact that you can identify exactly at what given time who has entered your system, what document they have touched, how long they have worked at it, and what they have done to it. And then above and beyond that, the fact that you can actually use our outsourcing model, which we provide to our clients, and there are employees. Everything is based in the U.S. All the employees have gone through background checks. Every employee is insured and bonded, and they actually work in our facilities under a very secure environment to the point that everything is pretty much measured in our office as far as cameras, as far as recordings, and as far as making sure that no data is backed up on any devices that leaves our office. So in essence, your information is never really leaving the country going overseas to get done for a cheaper price. It's actually being done right here in the U.S., with U.S. employees, and it's completely green.
Give us a sense, you've given us a bit of an insight as to the infrastructure of the company, your human capital, and your facility capital, if you would. Just give us a quick tour of Orglo.
As you know, we're in our growing stages, and we are growing on monthly basis. But in our corporate offices, we actually have the developers here in our offices here, which consists of five people. And that's from the graphics to database managers to business logics to the user interfaces. And everything is actually being performed and being completed here in our office. Here in our office, obviously, we have an accounting manager, the CFO, which is Bob Eck, who's with me here right now. We also have data entry teams. We have bookkeepers, and we have accountants that actually monitor our own clients, which have actually helped us out a great deal as beta users of our system for the past year. And we pretty much perform all of their accounting online, and these folks in our office handle pretty much everything as far as their accounts payable, to their receivables, to their disbursements, to their reconciliation, to financial statements and tax returns. And bear in mind that most of the clients that we actually service and they use our team members, we also provide them with an audit guarantee. So in case there's an audit on any of the work that we have done for them, obviously they pay for the tax, but we will pick up any interest and penalties as a result of our mistake, if any. We have never had that situation happen, but if that happens, our team members and Orgulo offers an audit guarantee process here.
Wow, that's very unique, isn't it?
It sure is. And the reason that we can offer that is that truly we actually deal with every single document. We actually physically see every single document, and we know where it belongs. And if you have any questions on it, we can actually collaborate with the user to indicate to us exactly what that item is. So it's pretty black and white when we do a certain journal entry or when we do a certain accounting transaction into an accounting system to know precisely what that document is about and where it belongs.
It looks to me like this is a very scalable model, if I have it right. Give us a sense of how you'd like the company to look 3, 5, 10 or so years out, knowing you're working with Capital Window for some growth planning and additional capital infusions. Give us a sense of the vision of Orgulo Incorporated out a little bit.
Right. Well, you know, the computer industry is moving very rapidly. As an example, when I was talking this morning with a colleague of mine, if you recall, when President Obama came into the office, he could not leave his BlackBerry behind because he was so attached to it.
Yeah.
10, 15 years ago, yeah, people really were not that attached to their smartphones and their phones. But I think that, you know, if it grows the way it has grown in the last 10 years, within the next 3 years, I can see that Orgulo is going to be a household name, that most individuals will say, please don't fax me, don't email me, don't text me, just go ahead and send to my Orgulo. So otherwise, when you become a user of Orgulo, David, your unique email address will be david@orgulo.com. So pretty much with whomever you work with and whatever documents you want to maintain, you can always ask someone, go ahead and please email that document to david@orgulo.com. And it will go into your permanent folder, which is accessible to you and your team members, and it will be there for life. So where will it be in 5 or 10 years? I think that, you know, if you look at the eBays, you look at Googles, you look at major companies that are out there these days, Facebooks and MySpaces, you can see that they're actually have become very active. And I think this is just the beginning. The cloud computing has given us a great pathway to a great future and to further expansions. I think that the future computers are not going to be the same old computers that we used in the past with a hard drive inside there. They will basically be a terminal. So as long as you plug it into the wall and you have access to the internet, pretty much all your information will be on the cloud basis. And you no longer have to worry about antiviruses or upgrading your Word, Microsoft Word or Microsoft PowerPoint, and making sure the systems crash and not having backups on it. I think that computer industry is completely changing, and I think that's a great result for us to grow with it as well.
Very exciting times for Orgulo.com. The company is Orgulo. We've been visiting with the founder and CEO, Saeed Harbody, and the CFO, Babak Tarani. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, David.
For more information on this company or others at Capital Window, visit capitalwindow.com.